From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka Police following up on their investigation into an indecent exposure series of incidents last month results in the arrest of a man from Georgia. According to authorities, 21-year-old Aaron Albert Parker of Mansfield, Georgia, has been residing in California for about 6 months. His arrest came during incidents in which a male suspect approached female juveniles while in a vehicle. It happened a number of times last month near schools in the area. He's charged with a number of counts, including annoying or molesting a child and indecent exposure. He's being held on $100,000 bail as a result of his arrest. It's life without the possibility of parole for a former McKinleyville resident in connection with the murders of three people in Silver Springs, Nevada in 2017. 47-year-old Scott Allen Basket pleaded guilty to the murder of 47-year-old Rebecca Driver, also a former Humboldt County resident, and both of her parents, Frank and Coral Evans. According to Lost Coast Outpost, he was convicted of shooting Frank and Coral in their home on the morning of October 7, 2017. He then used their cell phones to lure Driver to her home. When Driver arrived, Basket shot her while her disabled daughter was in the next room. Driver and Basket had been in a relationship for 12 years. It ended shortly before the killings. Arcata City Council, despite some public opposition, giving unanimous support this week to the village housing project. The vice mayor recused himself due to past business dealings with the developer, AmCal. There is a redesign now, including about 400 student beds and 100 apartments available to all local residents. Additional parking's been added as well. Main issues the public raised concern about were the impacts of the project on traffic and parking. Eureka's receiving $300,000 to assess a former rail yard site contaminated ahead of a cleanup of that site. The balloon track project prompted city staff to complete an in-depth proposal for the grant money ahead of a January deadline. The site needs to be remediated in order to be developed again in the future. In all, the Environmental Protection Agency awarded more than $64 million in grants to areas across the country for the cleanup of former urban development sites or brownfields. Applications now being accepted for the inaugural Poet Laureate of Eureka. The Eureka Poet Laureate program will play a vital role in enriching the story of Eureka by inviting local poets to express their perspectives on living in the city of Eureka. The program has two divisions, a youth poet and adult poet. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.